This is KERA News. Guilty of murder. That was the verdict from a Dallas County jury in the case of former Balch Springs police officer Roy Oliver. He's the first Texas police officer in 45 years to be convicted of murder for killing someone while on duty. Last year, 15-year-old Jordan Edwards and four other black teenagers were leaving a party when Oliver fired his rifle into their car. KERA's Christopher Connolly was at the courthouse yesterday.
Inside the courtroom, the Edwards family and their friends cried and hugged each other when the guilty verdict came down. Outside the courtroom, Odell Edwards addressed reporters, his eyes still wet with tears.
I just want to say I'm happy, very happy. It's been a long time. It's a hard year. I'm just really happy.
Edwards says his son Jordan dreamed of playing college football.
He wants to go to school, Alabama. I believe he would have been a star, a really big star.
Daryl Washington, the family's lawyer, said Jordan Edwards should never have been killed, but he called the guilty verdict justice.
This case is not just about Jordan. It's about Tamir Rice. It's about Walter Scott. Mm. Yes. It's about Alton Sterling. It's about every African-American, unarmed African-American who has been killed and who has not gotten justice.
The last time a Texas police officer was convicted of murder for killing in the line of duty was 1973. That's when 12-year-old Santos Rodriguez was shot in the head while handcuffed in the back of a squad car. The Dallas officer who shot him was sentenced to 5 years in prison and served half of the sentence. Henry Brown is the president of a local NAACP chapter that includes Balch Springs. He says Roy Oliver deserved to be convicted of murder.
You know, you got to look at it historically. You know, you really haven't had nothing like this to happen, you know, in the state of Texas in a long time. And these kind of cases are very seldom won throughout the nation. But today, Texas got it right.
Oliver also faced two charges of aggravated assault, and the jury found him not guilty on those charges. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.